As our beloved Moria speaks his heart to us, we offer our love, our gratitude, and our eternal obedience to him, and thank him for all that he has done for America and for mankind down through the centuries. Beloved ones of the mighty Saint Germain's family, let us enter in tonight to the understanding and use of the power of what your love for the sacred fire can do for you. And since it is necessary that you all consciously increase the power of the sacred fire in and around yourselves for that which you are to do, we are assisting in every way possible to amplify those activities of the sacred fire that must come into more dynamic use in the outer world's affairs. Activities of the sacred fire that affect the nation. And then cosmic activities that affect the world. So in preparing you for the greater service which you have the capacity to give, which is greatly needed, and which your nation requires, it would be well if you can understand something of what the power of the sacred fire means to you and what it can bring you for use to assist others. Now, the increasing of the power of the sacred fire, my dear ones, in and around you all, brings a sense of calm, ease, and quiet, majestic control of yourselves and all that you contact by radiation. The power of the sacred fire from the heart of the great, great silence is required now in and around you all to help still many outer activities that prey heavily upon you and to some degree draw your energy away from you. Now, as you learn to feel powerfully within yourselves your intense devotion to your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, the very release of the flame of love from your own heart's flame up to your mighty I Am Presence and to us will automatically draw forth more of that sacred fire into your outer conditions and in and around yourselves. But now it is time that you drew forth cosmic power of the love of the sacred fire. And that means the power of your devotion to it. For until you experiment with this for just a short time, you do not yet quite know how powerful comes the stillness from the great, great silence into yourselves to hold control of conditions around you by its radiation through you. This helps to clear the intellect. It helps to clear all things that you contact so that everything that comes into your being and world comes to help you attain your victory to help you give that victory to the rest of life. And until your journey here is finished, enables you to pour into outer world conditions the sacred fire's control wherever you abide. You will have some delightful experiences, my dear ones, in the use of this. As your love to your mighty I Am presence increases, and then you charge the outer self and your conditions around you with your intense love for the sacred fire's descent in and around those conditions, that cosmic love may control them through that sacred fire. For your love, now watch this closely, into that sacred fire for which you call, is your own life's energy and power that goes into your affairs to bring them into perfection and to help you release greater blessings into your outer activities. Oh, if mankind could only replace the constant turmoil of their dislike for this or that or something else by just a flash of love to the mighty I Am presence and the call for the love of the sacred fire to flood into everything. Oh, you have no idea, my dear ones, what the raising power would be in a very short time. But you individually can set this into action now, and I am here to bring a certain cosmic focus of its action into the United States of America. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. The power of the cosmic love of the sacred fire coming into your outer conditions will bring very much greater protection to that which is constructive, and it will make very much more difficult the pathway of that which is not constructive. It will, of course, in the ultimate, be the complete annihilation of that which is of the hordes of evil. But as you charge the cosmic power of the love of the sacred fire into outer world conditions that seems so terrifying, many, many dispensations can be given by which things can occur of which mankind has never heard or even dreamed. And it is to make you feel the charge of this in and around yourselves sometime each day that I'm offering this assistance tonight, for I have chosen of my own free will to draw a certain cosmic action of this love of the sacred fire into certain national activities, including your government. This is much needed, my loved ones. Because when you begin to feel cosmic power of your love to that sacred fire, you will really begin to see what power means. And when you know you can set that into action, the world around you, just by your own devotion to it and your own call for its cosmic power into outer conditions, your joy will know no bounds, and your efforts to accomplish what you will in the outer activities will be just about half of that which has been your struggle of the past. We are moving into some magnificent accomplishment. There must be preparation made ahead for it. And since it is a greater accomplishment, it's going to require greater cosmic power and cosmic use of your love to the sacred fire. And if mankind would only love that sacred fire, we could do almost anything to consume their unfortunate creation in a very short time. But you who know of it, you who have consumed some of your own creation, can now intensify this power in your outer use and go forward and experiment with it till it proves itself to you. And then you will find, as the momentum increases around you, one day when you least expect it, we will be within that sacred fire. Thank you so much, precious ones. You know, the beloved Sha'ara told you long ago, while our hearing is perfectly good, yet there's something in your call which you need, which the cosmic law requires. And so, if you can realize tonight how much you need, how much your nation needs, how much the world needs, how much life in this world needs the power of love to the sacred fire. If you can realize that, you have taken a tremendous step forward, and the rest of your journey will be accomplished in leaps and bounds. I want you to realize tonight, and I have the power to make you realize it. Thank you. What the cosmic power of love to the sacred fire can come to bless you and can move into outer conditions, that which transmutes everything. If mankind could only be made to understand what they could have by love and devotion and call for the power of love to the sacred fire, nothing on earth could resist you after that. It will clear your pathway almost on the instant. and the cosmic power of love to the sacred fire means a drawing into outer conditions of the cosmic flame, the cosmic violet consuming flames concentration. That does change things instantly. And I want you to have the enjoyment and use of the cosmic power which comes automatically to flood you as your love to the sacred fire goes forth. And that's all mankind requires to be raised out of the conditions which they have enmeshed themselves by lack of love to that sacred fire. Through the ages, mankind has used the blessings of that sacred fire and not returned any love for those blessings. But you experiment with this from tonight and charge everything in your world with the cosmic power of your love to that sacred fire. I love it with all you are and have. And see for yourselves the magic of its action and the victory which will be yours. Prove me whether I mean what I say tonight. And once this begins to amplify into you and your world, then as you turn your attention and call that cosmic power of the love to the sacred fire to fill your nation, your love for your nation is an action of that sacred fire that will draw more cosmic power into outer conditions that affect the nation. Your love to the nation is an expansion of your own heart's flame. And when you call forth the cosmic power of your love to the heart flame in the heart of the world, there must come powers of which you little dream. And the nation needs those powers tonight to help correct conditions so you may all be safeguarded against the hordes of the shadows. So I say to you with every fiber of your being, love that sacred fire of your beloved I Am Presence. With all your heart, with all your mind, with all your feeling, with all your strength, I let it pour its cosmic power in and around you and your affairs to help you quickly attain the victory that brings victory to all. The victory of life, my dear ones, is the amount of love you can pour to the source of your being that its power may enfold you and give you the world of its perfection. And since I am definitely concerned with the future of the United States of America and the Americas, since that is part of my responsibility to life, in cooperation with the beloved mighty Saint Germain, I shall help prepare the way ahead for him. By this cosmic power of my love to the sacred fire. And one day you shall see. Go forth instantly at my command. The flame from my heart that stands before you. And in cosmic action expands until it reveals the majesty and perfection of the power from our octave of life and the gifts we bring to this world for its freedom. I will show you one day what it means to send forth that flame and let it stand in front of you until you feel and behold the love which it is. Mankind knows very little of what cosmic love means to life, but you will soon begin to experience what that love is as you demand the cosmic power of your love to the sacred fire to come in and set your world free and your nation free by its cosmic expanding perfection. It is strength without limit, my dear ones. It is unconditional mastery. Oh, please try me out from tonight and charge everything in your beings and worlds with the cosmic power of my love to the sacred fire. And let me show you in your own affairs the change that will take place for your blessing. Thank you, precious ones. If you will give us this assistance, this will enable each of you to be strengthened and protected and enabled to render greater service and more quickly put an end to that which has so sought to desecrate your country. Flood your nation with the cosmic power of the great central sun's love of the sacred fire. And let us see what we can do while the outpouring of the beloved Master Jesus takes place at this time of the year, the outpouring from the Royal Teton. And may I say to you, I bring you the outpouring from the Himalayas to help you accomplish this. Thank you, precious ones. So, in that great gift which life, the mighty I Am Presence, bestows, in the release of this sacred fire, will come, by your love to it, the changes in your own beings and worlds for which you have longed. And then you will find that also will come into the nation. And as it is intensified here, will it one day flood the earth with its perfection also. For you are entering into an age when the manifestations of the sacred fire will be brought into outer conditions for mankind to observe, and from which they will absorb the radiation that lifts them to greater perfection and closes the door on the discord of human creation. There must come certain manifestations of the activities of the sacred fire into mankind's outer conditions. But you may have the blessing of that same assistance long before it comes into outer physical conditions of the various nations of the world. For I assure you, the world must be purified on the power of the sacred fire, on the love to that sacred fire, is the cosmic action of that purification. Therefore, you, in flooding your beings and worlds with it, purify your own activities and dwell within its security as you go forward to render your assistance to the nation and the world. So tonight, we feel very close to you. And as you use this power, you will draw closer to us. And I say again, one day when you least expect it, will we step through and greet you face to face on the pathway on which we come is your love to the sacred fire. So draw its power into outer conditions around you, and we will not be very far away. And I hope the time of our coming will not be too long delayed. Thank you, precious ones. Our coming is part of the divine plan of the incoming cycle, for we must come at a certain point for that which we are to do. And so our presence with you is inevitable at a certain point in the advancement of the nation. But you may dwell with us before then. If you move into action with this which I have brought to your attention tonight, pay no attention to outer world discordant conditions. Blaze the cosmic power of the love of the sacred fire. Flood it forth, dwell within it, become its master presence and command its blazing cosmic action to forever remove the hordes of evil, and you will find your own world freed from the distress and the limitation that should long ago have been consumed. So this is the freeing flame from cosmic heights of almighty power, and we want you to be the focus of that power so that its victory can blaze to you that which you're going to require in your service to the nation and the world. So go forward, held in the heart, the fiery heart of the great central sun's power of such love to the sacred fire, such love within the sacred fire, as can only produce the perfection of the ascended master's octave in all conditions you meet while you yet tread the pathway unto your eternal freedom. Thank you with all my heart, And may my heart's love to the sacred fire reveal to you the power it has given me through the centuries. So go forward and enjoy the opening of the final door to your freedom by the cosmic power of the love to the sacred fire. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Maria, with all our heart's love for your love and blessing to us tonight. May the cosmic power of the love of the sacred fire, which comes under your direction, ever fill our beings and worlds and make us your mastery over all in this world forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly from that limitless outpouring of such invincible cosmic power, of such love to the sacred fire, that it draws everything into our beings and worlds, that holds perfection and invincible protection manifest for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction charge us and clothe us with that cosmic power. I let your love of the sacred fire come into all our outer activities forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved Maria. And to all who have ministered with you down through the ages, we offer our love and our gratitude. Now we ask the combined cosmic power of all your love to the sacred fire to blaze in through and around those under this radiation and fill our America and then the world with this cosmic action that puts an end to human creation forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumars, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us in all outer activities as quickly as possible. And do thou, beloved Arcturus, expand the unfed flame in our hearts to meet the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the cosmic power of such love to the sacred fire that it goes before us and dissolves and consumes the hordes of evil before they can even approach or look in our direction. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have. Raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of cosmic power such as this world has never yet beheld. Blaze the love of that sacred fire in cosmic action which naught can oppose, and dissolve and consume the hordes of evil from the universe for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the chains called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the cosmic power and action of such love to the sacred fire as shall forever put an end to everything human in this world, with cosmic action.